The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I have been asked by several listeners about my thoughts on the audit of Maricopa County in Arizona, the voting, the election audit. This was an audit that was originated by Republicans. The Democrats in Arizona fought it ferociously. The election officials in Maricopa County fought this audit ferociously. They refused to cooperate and so forth, which is bizarre. If they had nothing to hide, why would they fight an audit? Well, they said it's a Republican audit. The company that's doing it is nothing but a shill for the Republican Party and President Trump, so we wouldn't believe anything they did anyway, so they refused to cooperate. Well, this went on for weeks and weeks, and finally last week, the report was released. I think it was Friday. The initial leak to the press on this election audit in Maricopa County, Arizona. The initial leak said it proves that the vote count was honest. And in fact, Joe Biden picked up another 900 votes and Trump didn't win Maricopa County. And in fact, he lost by a bigger margin than before. And this is a Republican audit. Look at there. And liberals, liberals and Democrats, who for weeks were saying, this is a witch hunt, this, we're not going to believe anything this audit reports. When it was leaked that the result of the audit was that the results showed Joe Biden actually won by a bigger margin than what was originally reported, the very same people who hated this were saying, isn't this wonderful? Oh, this is great. This is wonderful. We love this audit. Look at that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I knew there would probably be more to it, and there is much, much more to it. Is there anything absolutely conclusive? And the answer is no, sadly. And here's the bottom line. It depends on who's reading the audit. The liberal left will read this audit and say, see there, we told you there's nothing really there. Oh, yeah, there were some questions, but all of those questions can be explained and blah, 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 blah. Then you find conservatives and Trump supporters who read the very same audit and say, see there, see there, see there, we told you that this was an illegitimate election and Donald Trump actually won. You mean by reading the exact same audit? Yes. And I'm not an expert on anything, and I have not read the entire report because it's hundreds of pages long, but I've read several summaries, and here is my conclusion. There were a lot of concerns about this election. A lot of concerns. Would these things have actually changed the outcome of the election? I don't think we'll ever know. Now, the Republicans in the House of Representatives in Arizona are asking the Attorney General in Arizona, who is a Republican, to take a look at this audit and investigate it fully from the Attorney General's perspective. We don't know whether he's going to do that yet or not. But let me run through some of the numbers, the concerns, and so forth from this audit. Again, because I've gotten a lot of you who have emailed me, messaged me, Bob, what about the audit? Okay. The auditing agency is an agency called Cyber Ninjas. And yes, they do have Republican connections. There is no doubt about that. If we're going to be honest, we got to admit that. This company called Cyber Ninjas definitely has Republican connections. Now, does that mean that they were not accurate? No, doesn't mean that at all. They involved over 1,500 people in the audit, and according to their records, they spent over 100,000 hours in this audit. Cyber Ninjas is a Florida-based company hired by the state Senate to conduct the audit. Okay. They did say that in the official results, Joe Biden actually had 900 more votes than was originally reported. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Let me just read some of the report. Cyber Ninjas found that 9,041 more ballots were returned by voters than were sent to them. What? Well, let me read. According to the report, 9,000, and I'm now quoting from the report, the audit, 9,041 more ballots show as returned in the EV33 early voting returns file for a single individual who voted by mail, then show as sent to that individual within the EV32 early voting sent file. In most of these instances, an individual was sent one ballot but had two ballots received on different dates. Okay, what does that prove? We honestly don't know, except that the state of Arizona was very loosey-goosey in the way they handled absentee ballots. Was there anything nefarious about this or just incompetence? We don't know. Well, how many of those were Democrat? How many of those were Republican? We don't know. How many of those ballots were for Joe Biden? How many for Donald Trump? We don't know. But there were 9,000 more ballots received than supposedly were sent out. Red flag? Yes. Does it prove anything? Maybe. We don't know. Continuing. Cyber Ninjas noted that some 5,295 ballots were affected by voters who potentially voted in multiple counties. The company said that it had compared Maricopa County's list of all of its voters who cast a ballot in the election, also referred to as the VM55 final vote file, to the equivalent files of the other 14 Arizona counties to find a total of 5,047 voters with the same first, middle, last name, and birth year, representing some 10,342 votes among all the counties. What does that prove? We're not sure. Because we don't know who those votes were cast for, and I don't think there's any way of finding out. Is it an irregularity? Yes. Should it be of concern? Yes. Was there something nefarious about it and planned? Maybe. We don't know. Separately, the company found that the number of ballots tallied in the official Maricopa results were 3,432 more than the total number of people who voted. That is certainly something to be concerned about, obviously. Let's see. Other findings impacted, including 2,382 in-person voters who had moved out of Maricopa County, 2,081 voters who moved out of state during the 29-day period preceding the election. Now, that's about 4,000 votes. Were they all for Joe Biden? We don't know. Were they illegal? Probably. But who did they vote for? We don't know. Here's the bottom line from someone who is not an expert at all. This proves there were many, many, many irregularities in the Arizona presidential election. A bunch of them. Should they be investigated? Absolutely. The Attorney General in Arizona, who is a Republican, I think has a responsibility to get to the bottom of this so that it doesn't happen again. Is there any chance in the world that this is going to change the outcome of the last presidential election? No. Zero. And to those who have been waiting with bated breath that there is going to be something show up in this audit that's going to decertify the election, nah, it's not going to happen. Should it? I don't know, but it's not going to happen. But it shows us there are enormous irregularities that must be dealt with soon.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, the things that are happening in my home state. Yes, California. And, you know, I was talking earlier about my trip to Moldova. And 20 years after the fall of communism, the people actually voted in a communist president because they didn't remember. And I'm just shaking my head. Well, California is losing more people to other states than any other state in the union. Inflation is out of hand in California. Speaking of inflation, thank you, President Biden. Yes, I mean, there's a lot that I'll come back to this story in California, I promise. But let me chase a quick inflation rabbit. We all know that gas is way over a dollar a gallon more than before our current president. Gas is up almost 50%. Meat is, you know, through the roof. Inflation is going crazy. And guess who it's impacting the most? Poor people. This is the way the programs of the left always work. Elect me, we will take care of you. We'll increase the minimum wage. Yeah, you're going to need an increase in the minimum wage to pay for the increase in prices. Well, guess what? My wife loves the dollar store. Yep, things are about to change at the dollar store. I just read this about an hour ago. No, they're not going to change the name. They're going to change the prices. They can no longer make any money by keeping everything at a dollar or less. The dollar store will retain the name dollar store, but now the dollar store items will be $1.25, $1.50, maybe even higher, just because of inflation. Yeah. And the current administration wants a $3.5 trillion bill to be passed, which any reasonable person knows this is going to feed inflation. Yeah. Yeah, I just thought that was kind of funny. Dollar store, I'm not sure when, but very soon, they have decided they cannot any longer operate with just dollar prices on everything, they're going to start raising the prices because of inflation. Yes, the elections do have consequences. All right, back to California. A few years ago, the California legislature passed some legislation to help poor people. Oh, folks, you know, when the liberal left says we've come to help poor people, run and hide. It's not going to help poor people. It's not going to help anybody. But they passed some legislation to help poor people. They passed legislation that you cannot prosecute a shoplifter unless they steal, it's either $850 or $950 worth of merchandise. I mean, it's a misdemeanor. It's like a traffic ticket. And it's not worth prosecuting it. Well, they did that because, well, the majority of people who shoplift are poor people, and they didn't want to be putting them in jail. And so out of the great kindness of their heart, they passed this legislation. Now, any reasonable person with half a brain would know, if they understood human nature at all, which the liberal left does not, they would know that if you're not going to prosecute for stealing $850 or less, shoplifting is going to go crazy because there's no punishment. And that's the way human nature is. Well, it's continuing to get worse and worse. KNBC, one of the major TV stations in the Los Angeles area, KNBC is reporting that now shoplifters are going into the high-priced stores like Neiman Marcus and other stores, and they're bringing bolt cutters with them. Yeah, they're just carrying them in. Why? To cut off the security tags. Here's a headline from Los Angeles. Shoplifting in California, or shoplifters in California, come prepared with wire and bolt cutters. Yep, they just walk in. They're not even trying to hide it. They cut off the security tags, grab a handful, an armful, and just walk out the door. And in most cases in California, the police are not called. The store security are forbidden to even confront. And so what happens? The store has to raise prices to take care of the losses to the shoplifters. Now, that really doesn't help or doesn't hinder the rich people a lot. Who does it hurt? The poor people. That is a lesson in liberal politics. Yeah, they're coming with wire cutters and bolt cutters. Wow. Hey, folks, thanks so much for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful evening. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.